Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. New South Wales has recorded 170 new local cases of COVID-19 today. Only 65 of the cases were in isolation for their entire infectious period. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people to limit contact with other households because transmission in workplaces and households are the two main places of transmission. Ms. Berejiklian says Kudos Bank Arena will be vaccinating Year 12 students with their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine from the 9th of August. Those living in the 8 local government areas of concern will be eligible.
So there's around 20,000 students and we'll be getting them done in 5 days in that week. So from the Monday to the Friday, we'll be getting all those jabs in arms of those high school students during Year 12 in those 8 local government areas of concern. And pleasingly, once we've jabbed the Year 12 students in that week, after that point, it will become another mass vaccination hub. We're setting these up all over the place. We've got our GPs up and running. We have the pharmacists up and running.
Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says people need to shop with purpose to minimize groupings of people in stores at the same time. The federal government has confirmed it will send in the Defence Force for support in New South Wales throughout the coronavirus emergency in Greater Sydney. Up to 300 defence personnel will help authorities in the coming days to make sure the community is complying with the health restrictions in place. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is warning the public that COVID-19 case numbers are likely to rise before they come down after more than 200 infections were detected yesterday.
But it's also important to note that this stage of the virus, we really need to focus on compliance. The police commissioner asked the government for extra powers and extra certainty.
2 million people in 8 Western Sydney local government areas cannot leave their zone unless they are essential workers. Victorian health authorities have been notified of a new positive coronavirus case from the Bass Coast to be included in Friday's figures. A total of 7 locally acquired COVID-19 infections were recorded on Thursday, including a traffic controller identified the day before. This week, Victoria emerged from its snap lockdown and single-figure case numbers have been detected over the past couple of days. Premier Dan Andrews says it is a challenging period, but contact tracing is in progress when cases are recorded in the state.
You know, we're going to do everything we can to avoid locking down to protect people who won't protect themselves. People need to go and get vaccinated once, I'm not, just to be clear, when the stocks are here.
South Australia has reported 2 new coronavirus cases, but both are already in hotel quarantine. The state has recorded 21 infections so far in this coronavirus cluster. Chief Public Health Officer Nicola Spurrier says the latest positive cases are a woman in her 80s and a man in his 40s.
Even at this late stage in our cluster, and even though we've come out of lockdown, it is still possible for people to become positive. And it's exactly why we need people who are in quarantine to remain in quarantine for that full 14 days and to get their tests done.
While the state has come out of its 7-day lockdown, restrictions are still in place, including mandatory mask use in shopping centres and secondary schools. In sport, Australians Ash Barty and John Peers have won their mixed doubles match at the Tokyo Olympics against Greece. The pair defeated Stefanos Tsitsipas and Maria Sakkari in Japan, increasing Australia's medal hopes. World number one, Ash Barty, earlier lost in the singles at the Olympic Games in straight sets. And members of Australia's athletic team have been cleared to compete after coming into contact with a U.S. athlete who tested positive to COVID-19. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. This is SBS News in Easy English.